Since March 2009, the Pharmacy Podcast has been developing content monthly, weekly, and daily for the business of pharmacy. With more than 25 different podcast channels, more than 1 million downloads, and 30-plus participating pharmacists, the Pharmacy Podcast Network is the global leader in podcasting for the pharmacy professional. Find all of our podcast channels by going to pharmacypodcast.com/shows.
Pharmacy Podcast Nation, this is the founder of the Pharmacy Podcast, Todd Urey. Happy New Year. It's 2020. I can't believe it's 2020. It blows me away to think 2020 to me sounds very futuristic. I was a science fiction fan all my life, and if you would have said 2020 to me 20 years ago, my Lord, I'd be like, what's my life going to be like then? And here I am talking to my favorite people, pharmacists out there. Welcome back, Christina Tarantola. We are excited to have you back, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. What's your New Year's resolution?
New Year's resolution. Here's what my New Year's resolution isn't. It isn't to drink less coffee, because I love coffee.
Me too.
I'm drinking it right now. I would say my New Year's resolution is to spend more quality time with my children, because I tend to get busy and they seem to get the leftovers, and I'd like to be a little bit more purposeful. And Rachel's my second, and she loves coming into the studio and recording. And so maybe that's a good way for us to spend some time together. Lola wants more playing with like Legos and some of her toys. And Rachel, Ashley is my 17-year-old. Well, actually, she's just turning 17 this month. And so I think hers is more teaching her to drive, taking her on small trips. And then Tyler, she wants to go out to eat. And that's my oldest. And she is all about going out to eat something. So that's probably what I want to do for 2020.
Oh, well, yeah, going out to eat, definitely. I always love that, too, because it helps you to connect and you don't have to do the dishes after. That's right. Great, too, you know.
Well, we had Dr. Christina Tarantola on the show in December talking about the Ascension event, which is coming up in March 20 through 22nd. It's a Friday through Sunday. It's a weekend event, special event. And if you didn't hear the first episode, it's going to be in the show notes. You'll go to one of Christina's landing pages, enlightenwellnesspa.com. There will be a place for you to get more information about this event. But let's talk today about, let's preface some of the listeners who might not understand what the Ascension event is, and then I have some questions about today's theme, which is Activate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so this 3-day immersion experience is for aspiring entrepreneurs who really want to shift and transform their identity so that they can embody the highest version of themselves. So this means if you are a pharmacist listening, you know, and you're wanting to create a coaching business, that is going to require a shift in identity, because you've been operating under the same, you know, I get this amount of money every month and this is the way that my life looks. It's a total transformation in shifting how you see yourself as a coach. And so that's a lot of the work that we'll be doing at this retreat, is really helping you to release some of the old patterns that are holding you back. We talked about this in the first episode of, you know, self-sabotage and fear, procrastination, because when you're stretching yourself out of your comfort zone, guess what? It's uncomfortable.
That's right.
And so I'm really there to help you see the magic that you bring to the world and help you take the action steps to get there.
So what can a listener do today in just these small steps? Just like in our first episode, we were talking about a release exercise, and talked a little bit about meditation, taking time for yourself. But in the Activate phase, what's an example of that, Christina, that a listener right now could kind of move towards in prefacing what this Ascension event is really all about?
Yeah. And so after you release and you're really coming from a clean slate. That's what to be expected at this event. I always say, whenever nothing is in the way, everything is possible. So you're actually activating your divine purpose, why you're here. And so one thing that you can do to activate and start to move that energy is to physically move your body, right? So get yourself active. You know, if you're stuck sitting at a desk all day, you know, get yourself moving, you know, go to a dance class or do a Zumba class or do something that's going to help you shift the energy so that you actually start changing those patterns in your body of maybe you're feeling stuck. What's the opposite of stuck? Starting to move and get that going. So really, it starts with the physical. That's really a lot of what I help my clients do, is helping them move their energy. And that's a simple way that you can do it, is by getting physical and doing something, some type of exercise or activity.
So, and I'm guilty of that.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, can I change my New Year's resolution? So maybe it should be being with my kids, but doing something active with my kids in order to start that motion. I am one of the most inconsistent physical activity people. I'm either doing it for 3 months and I did a really good job, or I go 3 months and I don't do anything. So I need consistency with activities, physical activities.
Yeah. And you could even do this in a small way too. If you're limited on time, you could even just stretch in the morning or set an alarm. I recommend this a lot for my clients. Just set an alarm on your phone to, you know, if you're sitting at a desk all day, just get up and stretch, move your body a little bit, because we get so stiff and contracted and constricted that your body needs that movement, or else you're going to physically be stuck.
Right.
And the body follows the mind. So it's that mind-body connection.
Makes sense. Activate yourself. Do something to activate yourself. If you're at a long-term care pharmacy, I've been in lots of them. There's a little bit more room. There's not necessarily interaction with the public. There's probably a way for you to walk around every once in a while, if that's the case, or taking a break to go get some exercise. In community pharmacy, when you're condensed to that small area, and sometimes they'll give you a feet pad, you could probably get some stretching done right at that place to actually get some blood flow going. But I really think of pharmacists day to day in their 8 to 10 hour shifts. I'm thinking, you know, during that break time, which I know that you have, maybe that's the time.
That water breaks.
Yeah, water breaks. Exactly. But I'm excited about the event, Ascension event, once again, March 20th through 22nd. What's the end game for you, Christina, for your client, for the people that you're coaching to help them create their own business? It might be coaching, it might be consulting, it might be something that you and I haven't thought of that comes from creativity, from being in touch with you and in this program. But what are you hoping that your quote unquote client gets out of this ultimately?
That's a great question. So I actually see, when I heard you ask that question, I saw a flame, and I am the flame igniting all of these other flames. That's my intention, is that no matter what it is, what type of business you want to create, that people leave feeling not only excited and having that temporary thrill of like, ooh, you know, I can go home and do this for a month and then rest on my laurels. No, I want to actually activate that inner spark that I talked about in the first episode of your divine purpose, why you're here, and helping you to develop your structure for your business. And that's actually what you're going to get as a take home. It's a surprise. I won't go into
it away.
But it's actually a guide with a step-by-step of how you can actually go home after you've been ignited and start to implement these simple action steps to get the ball rolling and start your business. So that's really the goal of what I want.
So we're talking about activating your professional side of your life. Let's shift gears and talk about activating your personal life.
Mm-hmm.
There are people out there listening right now who desperately want a relationship. And for the new year, that's one of the things that they really wanted to concentrate on. There are people out there who are having a hard time in their marriage. Right now, they're thinking, I think I want to end this. You know, there's an activate action that they want to take. And I want people that are in these stages of their personal relationship to take a pause and to evaluate themselves and realize that there's a ton of stress and there's a ton of obstacles around you, surrounding you, that you may not see what's in front of you. You may not see what your future is. So let's shift from the professional side to the personal side of what Activate means to people that are listening right now.
That's a great question. So whenever I think of Activate, first you have to align the energy, right? So like if you're wanting a partner, what is it going to take for you to attract that person into your life? You need to get into alignment of the frequency of love. You need to love yourself in order to attract that into your life. And this kind of goes into the subconscious. You can want something with your conscious mind that's about 5%. But if you have all of this unworthiness and shame and all of these subconscious blocks that I talked about in the first episode, that's not a vibrational match for what you're wanting. And so that makes this transformation work even more valuable because, and I've experienced this too personally, being in abusive relationships, growing up in a really critical environment where I couldn't express myself. And so I had, throughout this transformation journey, a lot of those blocks that were preventing me from finding or attracting a mate who respected me, who didn't try to manipulate me like I had been in the past. And so that all relates, you know, you have to be, like attracts like.
Right.
And I've seen that time and time again.
So myself, you know, I was in love with being in love, the idea of it. So I took a square peg and tried to shove that into a triangle peg, you know, area, and it didn't fit.
Yeah.
And it was a 14-year marriage that collapsed, and we all go through stuff like that. There's people listening now that are going through that right now. But what I know in talking to lights and fires inside people like you is there is an ability to get past this and not make decisions while you're soaking in stress.
Yeah.
And I think that we need to activate our inner eye, per se, without really understanding what I'm saying, but just this feeling that I'm having that people out there that are stressed, that really want to be conduits for health, have to pay attention to their personal lives, because it's what centers you when you go home after all the stress to your personal life. And what that means to you listening right now is up to you to define. But I think people like you, Christina, are going to give more guidance to people in this new year, which is very special that this is the second episode of this series, to give people direction for a new turn in their lives.
Thank you.
Yes.
Yeah, and absolutely. I feel like as much as the entrepreneurial journey is about business, it is so much about, like you said, the foundation and who you have around you and what your environment is, because if you're constantly stressed out and coming back to, you know, a toxic relationship, or you're beating your body up, or in my case, I had an eating disorder, there's a lot of chaos that comes from having those different pieces of your life not be anchored into a place of security. So I think it's important to recognize that in order to further yourself, you need to be addressing these other areas of your life too, because if one area is very chaotic and it's not something that's in alignment with where you're going, it's going to hold you back in one way or another.
So Dr. Christina Tarantola, enlightenwellnesspa.com. What is another good way to reaching out to you for people that are listening that would like to talk with you before the event?
Great question. Yeah, so you can just friend me on LinkedIn. You know, I'm under my name, Christina Tarantola. You know, send me a message. I would love to, you know, hear your vision and what you're wanting to create in 2020.
Excellent. Once again, Pharmacy Podcast listeners, thank you so much for making my new year very special already. Just in the feedback that we've been getting from you, the tweets, the LinkedIn messages, the emails, it means so much to me that this network has brought together 35 plus pharmacists to deliver content to you, which is the whole purpose of what we do every day and why we develop content for you as a pharmacy professional. Reach out to us. You can find me at my last name, Uri, that's E-U-R-Y, at pharmacypodcast.com. If you have questions that you want me to relay to Christina, she is a personal friend. I have her mobile phone, so I'll be able to get a hold of her.
And he's going to text me at 2 a.m. This person has a question.
There's a question that you have to answer. So this next episode, what's our next episode going to be about?
Integration,
the next step. You were listening to the Pharmacy Podcast with special guest Dr. Christina Tarantola. We are talking about the Ascension event coming up in March 20th through 22nd in Sedona, Arizona. We're so excited about this event, and we thank you for listening to the Pharmacy Podcast.